I thank you, Ambassador. And I also join you in welcoming Ambassador Tin Smith from Norway to our CD family. I thank Ambassador Robert Wood and Ambassador Gennady Gatilov for their statements earlier today in the session. India welcomes the extension of the New START Treaty by the Russian Federation and the United States. It is an important step and positive contribution to the much needed improvement of the international security climate and the goal of the complete elimination of the nuclear weapons, the highest priority of the international community. Now, coming to the draft decision in the revised proposal by you, Mr. President, allow me to thank you and your colleagues first for circulating this revision with some amendments suggested by us taken on board. However, I have some queries and some observations, and I would refer first to the last preambular paragraph in which you have made the change from pursuant to Rule 28 to recalling Rule 28. And I would like to understand the reasons for doing so, because it is not entirely clear to me, even though the difference in those two are not too great, but I'm sure that there is a subtle difference. As to paragraph 3, you have included now effective measures and taken away the nature and scope of agreements which we had suggested, and you have been very kind to do so. However, we see it still falls short of our expectations, as in the CD2119 and OP1C, I had referred to in my last intervention was to consider effective measures, including legal instruments for negotiations. And I hope that this can also be taken on board, as also pointed out by a number of colleagues today. Mr. President, I would also have similar concerns of paragraph 7, which we had aired during last meeting, that the paragraph 7 does not refer to adoption of the report. It only speaks about due reflection of the reports in the annual report. However, it is essential that they also get adopted by the Conference on Disarmament, in addition to their being adopted in the subsidiary bodies. And also, my distinguished colleague from Mexico had raised the issue about the nature of the meetings of the subsidiary bodies, whether they will be formal meetings or informal meetings. In India's view, some meetings definitely have to be formal meetings so that countries are able to put their statements and positions on record. And we would very strongly advocate that of all the meetings, some definitely will be informal meetings. However, a number of meetings have to be in the formal mode. And I think that is all from our side. And you have India's support in adopting this program of work with the amendments that we have suggested. And we look forward to working with other member states in reaching a consensus decision. I thank you, Mr. President.